الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله مريم السلام برادرز and viewers of Madani Channel, welcome into our silsila, a brand new silsila that we are bringing to you. And inshallah azza wa jal, the intention for this silsila is to highlight the beautiful lives of the awliya Allah, and especially those awliya Allah who are in the shajara qadriya, razaviya, attariya. And the name of our silsila, links of spiritual lights. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we are going to be mentioning and talking about the brief biography of the awliya-i kiram, of the shuyukh in the Qadri Razavi Attari silsila. Inshallah azza wa jal, there will be many beautiful aspects of the lives of these awliya Allah. And inshallah azza wa jal, today we're going to start off with some of the introduction of a shuyukh, how to choose a peer-e kamil, how to choose for yourself a sheikh, and also the benefits of doing bayat, and also asking wasila in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the ability to act upon what is going to be said, and may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive our sins for the sake of all those who have been forgiven by Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's start with the blessing of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There is a beautiful narration Amir Ahl Sunnah has quoted that in one of his booklets, that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever recites durood upon me once, Allah azza wa jal will shower 10 blessings upon that person, and Allah azza wa jal will forgive 10 of his sins, and Allah Azza wa Jal will elevate 10 of his stages, ranks in paradise. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, Allah Ta'ala has gifted us with Iman. And our Iman is a priceless gift from Allah Azza wa Jal. We will never be able to repay Allah Azza wa Jal for this beautiful gift that He has given us. Now, our Iman is such a precious gift. Now just take an example. If someone has something valuable on him, how much is that person going to take care of it? Just imagine you're walking on the street and you've got £100 in your pocket. Yeah, you might have more than that. But you have this amount of money in your pocket. How many times are you going to check your pockets or your purse, whatever, that my money is safe? And if you have more currency, what do people do? We open bank accounts. Yeah, why do we open bank accounts? Why do we not leave that money in our house? It's because we fear that someone can break into our house and they can take our money. So to safeguard that, to save our money, what we do is we open bank accounts. And then if someone has more money, if that person has gold, then we have these private deposit boxes where we put them in. So we do a lot of things to safeguard our money, to safeguard our pride and precious things. But there is nothing more precious than our Iman. And then the question arises, how much care do we take about our Iman? How much do we worry about losing our Iman? No one can guarantee that. Allah Ta'ala has gifted us with Iman. But that Iman, is it going to be safe when we are dying? Is that Iman going to be safe when I am leaving this world? There is no guarantee. We are the ones who need to take care of our Iman. We are the ones who need to make sure that we die and we leave this world with our iman intact. Or else, remember, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, if, ma'azallah, at the time of our death, we lose our iman, then remember, there is going to be the fire of hell for eternal for us. May Allah Ta'ala forbid and may Allah Azza wa Jal save our iman for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers, now we know that our iman is a precious gift from Allah Azza wa Jal. How do we save our iman? Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes in his book Ihya'ul Ulum that leave sins. That is the first thing that we need to do to safeguard our iman is to leave committing sins. Get away from this lifestyle of committing sins. That is the first thing. And the second thing is to follow the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal and the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now these beautiful things that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned in Ihya'ul Ulum. Let's take the first thing. The person who commits sins, what happens, we've learned from the scholars that when a person, he commits sins, his heart, it starts to get black. It doesn't mean he gets black physically, but spiritually his heart dies. There is nothing there. That person, any nasihat that you give to that person, he does not take that nasihat, he doesn't act upon that nasihat from anyone. In the same way, my dear Islamic brothers, when a person starts to commit sins, the ruhaniyat, the spirituality in that person is taken away from him. And then that person is like, you know, just like a sheep, when he turns away from the herd of sheep and he walks away alone, what happens? The wolf will attack that sheep. The lion will attack that sheep. Our iman, Allah Ta'ala has given us this iman. Now we need to make sure that we have our iman protected. And the way that we can protect our iman is by doing good things, by doing good deeds and keeping ourselves away from sins. And then Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, follow the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. What are the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal? Allah Ta'ala has mentioned many times in the Holy Quran. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ of establish your prayers and give in charity, give zakat. We need to understand that salah has been prescribed to the Muslims 5 times a day. As Muslims, we need to offer our salah 5 times a day. If we are baligh, we are Muslims, and namaz, salah is farz upon us, then we need to establish our prayer. We need to get ourselves in this routine that we offer our 5 times salah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, by offering our salah. Salah is, you can say that the core of our beliefs and the core of our ibadat is salah. That is the first thing. The ulama, they mentioned that on the day of judgment, the first question will be asked, and it will be about salah. Did you offer your salah? And if someone fails to answer the first question, then imagine what's going to happen to that person. So we need to establish our salah. For why do we need to establish our salah? So that we can protect our iman. So we need to, my dear Islam brothers, we need to establish prayer. We need to give zakat. We need to give in charity. Many Muslims, sadly, when it comes to giving zakat, you know, we shy off, we back off. Why? We think to ourselves that our money is going to decrease. Remember what the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said. The mafhum is that by paying charity, by giving in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, your money will not decrease, but by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, your money will increase. And then, my dear Islam brothers, other obligatory acts that have been, you know, prescribed by Allah Azza wa Jal to us as Muslims, we need to be following them rules. We need to be obliged and we need to be following in the footsteps of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We need to act upon the beautiful sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And sadly today, you know, everyone should ask this question. How close am I to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Obviously when you love someone, you try to act like that person. You try to wear clothing like that person. You know, so many people who sadly follow the actors or the artists or songwriters,
you know, they try to act like them, their hairstyle is going to be like them, their dress is going to be like them. Why? Because they love them. Sadly, they are the ones who love them. But we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is my hairstyle according to the hairstyle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is my clothing according to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The way I talk, the way I behave, the way I conduct my business with people. Is that everything according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If not, then my dear Islamic brothers, we need to be acting and living our lives according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And that is what Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, that we need to keep ourselves away from sins, we need to be doing good deeds, and we need to be following the commands of Allah azza wa jal and his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Another way of protecting our iman, because remember, we started off with iman, this precious gift that Allah Azza wa Jal has given to us. Now another way that we can protect our iman is to choose a peer kamil, to choose a sheikh for ourselves, a person, a very pious individual who will not only take care of his iman, but inshallah Azza wa Jal, he will protect our iman as well. There is a beautiful incident that has been written about Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, a very great scholar of Islam. At the time of his death, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he was about to die, the shaitan came to him. And the shaitan, he says to Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that, oh Razi, all your life you have been debating the non-Muslims. You have been debating about the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Prove to me that Allah Ta'ala exists. And he says that Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he gave 360 proofs that Allah Azza wa Jal exists. And the shaitan, because remember, the shaitan was Mu'allimul Malakut as well. He was the teacher of the angels. And the shaitan, he gave 360 false proofs that Allah Ta'ala, ma'azallah, does not exist. So, yani, basically, whatever Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala, the proofs he was giving, the shaitan was denying all them proofs. Now, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala, the shaitan, he turns around to him, and the shaitan, he says to Imam Fakhruddin Razi, now tell me, how do you believe Allah Azza wa Jal? At this very same moment, the murshid, the shaykh of Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, is doing wuzu, his peer sahab is doing wuzu a few miles away. And he spiritually, he can see what is happening to his murid. And he shouts out to Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and he says, oh Razi, why don't you say to the shaitan that you believe in Allah Azza wa Jal without any proof? I don't need any proof to believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. When Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he heard the voice of his shaykh, he said to the shaitan that, oh shaitan, I believe in Allah Azza wa Jal and I don't need no proof in believing in him. And the shaitan, he ran away from him. And Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi recited the kalima. My dear Islam brothers, it is very, very important. This is a very beautiful way of safeguarding our iman. Choose yourself a peer-e-kamil. It's like choosing yourself, an imam for you. You know, we got family doctors. When a child is born, what do we do? The first thing that we do is that we will go to the doctor. You know, we will register our child with a family doctor. Why do we register our child with a family doctor? Because if there's anything physically wrong with him, if he gets ill or if any disease catch him, then we've got a family doctor who can treat him. In the same way, my dear Islamic brothers, our spiritual doctor is our Shaykh-e-Kamil, our Peer-e-Kamil. And that is why you need Peer-e-Kamil as well. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions in Surah Bani Israel, verse number 71. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says in the Quran, on the day when we shall summon every group along with its leader. And in Tafsir, Nurul Irfan, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he writes that from this we find that to choose a pious person as our imam, to do taqleed in Shariat, bad in tariqat, so that our judgment is with the pious people. The one who does not have a pious imam, his imam will be the shaitan. In this verse, it is the proof of taqleed and bad. Now, we've just heard this beautiful verse from the glorious Quran. That proves that how important it is on the day of judgment, we'll be risen with our imams. And in imam, in shariat, we have taqleed. We follow one of the four imams. And in tariqat, you need to choose yourself a peer-e kamil. Now, one question arises in the mind. How do I know that I have chosen a peer-e kamil? How do I know that I have chosen the right person that will safeguard my iman? My Islam brothers, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he writes in Fatawa-e Razviya Sharif, volume number 21, page 163, he writes four conditions of a peer-e kamil. Now, when we know these four conditions, life, it makes life much easier for us. Now we can go out and we can choose for ourselves a peer-e kamil, because now we know the four conditions. Let's just go through these four conditions. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, the first condition he writes is that he must be a Sunni. He must be a Sahihul Aqidah Sunni. Number two, he must have enough knowledge to find the rulings of Sharia from books. Yani, the Peer-e Kamil, he should have enough knowledge that he can go through and look for masail's Islamic rulings from the books so that he can safeguard his iman and the imans of all his followers. And number three, he must not be a fasiqe mu'lin, an open sinner. And number four, his silsila, his spiritual lineage is attached to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Meaning that this spiritual chain, it goes back all the way to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu has made our life easy. Now, my dear Islamic brothers, if you find anyone according to these who fulfills these four conditions that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has written in Fatawa-e Razviya Sharif, then Amir Ahle Sunnat, he says, now close your eyes and hold the hand of your Shaykh and let him take you and follow your Shaykh blindfoldedly. Now when you look for a Shaykh, you open your eyes. Don't close your eyes and go and see this Shaykh is making dua. That person, he was in a problem, he made dua, his problem was removed. So and so's business was going down. His peer sahab made a dua. His business has started to, you know, fly. He's earning a lot of money. So and so had many problems, and because of his peer, all his problems are removed. These are not the conditions. The conditions of a peer-e kamil, of a shaykh, is that you look at these four conditions. Number one, is he a Sunni? Sahihul Aqidah. If he is not a Sahihul Aqidah Sunni, you cannot make him as your Shaykh. You cannot make him as your Imam. Number two, does he have enough knowledge? If he doesn't have enough knowledge, he doesn't have knowledge to save his own self, he doesn't know how to offer his Salah, you know, basic knowledge of Islam, he doesn't even have that. Why does he not have enough knowledge? Because his father was a peer, and then the son has taken over, has become a peer. If that son is capable, if he has that much knowledge, then alhamdulillah, no problem. But my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, if someone is a peer because his father was a peer, or it's something that has been running in the family, then that doesn't really make him a peer. That doesn't make him an imam, because he will not be able to save himself, because he doesn't have enough knowledge, or he won't know how to save himself. How is he going to save his murid? And then, he must not be an open transgressor. He must not be committing sins openly in the public. And then, his silsila, his spiritual lineage, that spiritual chain, it must go right back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If this chain is broken anywhere, then that is not a condition of a peer-e kamil. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we just learned about the conditions of a peer-e kamil. Now my dear Islam brothers, normally when you become bait with a peer-e kamil, your shaykh will give you a shajara, and in which they write special du'as, and also have the names of all the shuyukh in that spiritual order and written in the form of poems. And then they will have some special wazaifs so that they can give to their murids when the murids read. And these wazaif can consist of special wazaif for the protection of your iman, any problems that you occurred in your life, these shuyukh, they will give you these special wazifeh to read. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Amir al-Sunnah, the leader and founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, may his shadow remain upon us. And because Amir al-Sunnah, he does bait in the Qadri Razavi Silsila. Amir al-Sunnah, Alhamdulillah, has compiled a very beautiful Shajra Sharif. And in that Shajra, which Amir al-Sunnah has named Shajra Qadriya Razaviya Attariya. And in this booklet, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, it begins with the poems, the Shajra Sharif, as we call it, the Shajra. And that Shajra, it consists of poems and also the names of the shuyukh that are part of this silsila as well. Now, the Shajra Sharif, the Qadri Razavi Attari silsila, the Shajra, who has written that? It says that the Shajra comprises of 23 poems, and the first 18 poems and the last poem was written by Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, Shajra Qadriya Razaviya Attariya, the first 18 poems were written by Imam Ahl Sunnat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And then when Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he passed away, then his eldest son Mawlana Hamid Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who became the successor to Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And no doubt, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, he was one of the best person to be succeeding his father. He added these extra words onto the Shajra. Kar ata Ahmad Raza'e Ahmad Mursal Mujhe, Mere Mawla Hazrat Ahmad Raza Ke Vasite. So, now the Shajra Sharif. What is the Shajra Sharif? Now the Shajra Sharif, like I said before, are poems and then also the names of the shuyukh. We are asking from the wasila of these Buzurganeddin, rahimahumullah ta'ala. And then two of the poems, Pur Ziyakar Mera Chehra, Hashr Me Ae Kibriya, Shah Ziyauddin Pire Basafa Ke Vasite, and Ishke Ahmad Me Atakar, Chashmetar Soze Jigar, Ya Khuda Ilyas Ko Ahmad Raza Ke Vasite. These two poems were written by Amir al-Sunnat. Now, my dear Islamic brothers, the beauty and the excellence of the poems of these Shajra Sharif. One of the beauty in the poems is that the names of the pious shuyukh are mentioned according to their characterization. Now, just give you an example. The Shajra Sharif, it starts off with Ya Ilahi Rahim Farma Mustafa Ke Vasite, Ya Rasool Allah Karam Kijiye Khuda Ke Vasite, Mushkile Hal Kar Shahe Mushkil Kusha Ke Vasite. Now the Shajra Sharif, in this, the name of Hazrat Sayyiduna Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajahul Kareem is mentioned. And also the characterization of Hazrat Sayyiduna Ali Radiallahu Ta'ala Anhu. He was famously known as Ali Mushkil Kusha. So his title, his character is also mentioned in this poem as well. Mushkil Kusha. Khair Mushkil Kusha Ke Vasite. So we are asking wasila in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal of Hazrat Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And because he was known as Mushkil Kusha, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu has made use of his character of Mushkil Kusha, and he is asking the help, the wasila of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu from Allah Azza wa Jal. And in the next poem it says, Karbala-e Rad, Shaheed-e Karbala ke Vasite. Karbala-e Rad, Shaheed-e Karbala ke Vasite. The first word, Karbala-e Rad. Yani, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, remove all our calamities, all our problems, for the sake of who? Shaheed-e Karbala ke Vasite. Now obviously, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred in the battle of Karbala, in the place of Karbala. So Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has used that because he is known as Shaheed-e-Karbala. So that is why Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl-e-Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu has written part of this poem از شہید کربلا کے واسطے در او اللہ forgive our sins and ya Allah remove our problems, our calamities for the sake of حضرت سیدنا امام حسین شہید کربلا کے واسطے. And in this shajara you will also find that the wasila of the pious awliya has been mentioned. Now this is not something new. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned inside the glorious Quran, para number 6, Suratul Ma'idah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wabtahu ilayhi alwasila. That all you who believe, fear Allah and seek the means towards Him. So Allah Azza wa Jal Himself is saying in the Quran, go and seek His wasila. And this is what the tariqah of the Buzurgan Deen and the tariqah of the early Muslims was. That they used to seek wasila because Allah Ta'ala Himself has mentioned in the Holy Quran. He's also mentioned in Al-Mu'jamul Kabir that Hazrat Sayyidina Usman bin Hunayf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports that once a person he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he was blind. And he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make dua that Allah Ta'ala gives my eyesight back. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first of all, he said to him that be patient, that is going to be better for you. And the person, he says that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I find it difficult to go to the masjid and to offer my salah because I'm blind, I can't see. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught him a very beautiful dua. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to his companion that go and offer 2 rakat salah. Offer 2 rakat nafal and then make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And what was that dua? The dua was, Allahumma inni as'aluka wa atawajjahu ilayka bi nabiyyina Muhammadin nabiyyir rahma. Ya Muhammad, inni atawajjahu bika ila rabbi fatuqda li hajati. That Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I give you wasila of my beloved messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the prophet of mercy. And then he turns towards the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I present you as a wasila in the court of Allah azza wa jal for my problems to be removed. And then my dear Islam brothers, another beautiful hadith that has been mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, that Hazrat Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the people of Medina, what they used to do was, whenever it wasn't raining or whenever they needed rain, they used to ask the wasila of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he passed away physically from this world, Hazrat Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports that at the time the Khilafat of Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was a very severe drought in Medina. And the people, they all gathered together and they asked wasila in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal from the wasila of Hazrat Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May people made a dua that Ya Allah, this is Abbas, the uncle of your messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, through his wasila, give us rain. And he says that alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala showered them with mercy and Allah Ta'ala showered them with rain. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, inshallah Azza wa Jal, in our next silsila, we will start off with the brief biographies. We need to learn who these pious people were. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, Amir al-Sunnat, who is the present shuyukh of the Qadri Razavi Attari silsila, his number is 41. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, we have 41 different personalities that inshallah Azza wa Jal we are going to learn in this silsila. Their brief biographies, where they were born, how did they spend their lives, and alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, how they reached to this status of wilayat, and how we can learn from them. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will read each poem, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, where the Buzurgan Deen Rahimahumullah, their names are mentioned as well. Inshallah we will read that for barakat, so that we can gain blessings from them as well. All I request you to, my dear Islam brothers, do is try to pass on the message so that everyone can watch this silsila. And then if you are not bad, if you have not chosen a Peer Kamil for yourself, then alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I give you Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat is in front of us. We see him on Madani channel. We see the work of Amir Ahl Sunnat. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will talk about the brief biography of Amir Ahl Sunnat. But Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in our next silsila, we are going to be talking about the first Buzurg. And who can be a Buzurg more than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Inshallah, we will be going through the first seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, a brief biography of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. And then each Buzurg who is part of this spiritual chain, inshallah, we will talk about their lives as well. So don't forget to join us in our next silsila, where we are going to start off with the beautiful seerat of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal safeguard our iman, and may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive our sins for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.